A match with my colleague Michael Yan. Michael at Michael_Yan. That's how to find Michael's reporting on Twitter. He's in Belize. We were talking about Panama City, where Michael spent a lot of happy hours because of the hotels, the people. But now we go to the Darien Gap and what appears to be an industrialization of the Darien Gap, which used to be dangerous solo in teams of two or three coming through, across rivers that you waded through up to your neck, very fast tide, people who couldn't swim, falling down cliff sides, streaked with mud, being left in the jungle. No more. Now there's large organization at the Colombia side and traveling in groups of several hundred, led by, guided by human traffickers, cartels, making money, making huge amounts of money. That was then. Maybe it's changed. Michael, the report I have from New York in 24 hours ago is that 2,500 to 4,500 are arriving each week, chiefly Venezuelans. The city doesn't have a plan, so some get a 30-day notice you have to leave this shelter. Some get a 60-day notice you leave this shelter. The city is appealing to the courts to lift, ban, or postpone a law from the 1980s that says the city must provide sustenance and shelter to everyone arriving who asks for it. The expectation is that it will remain this way into the winter months, and we're going to have families and Venezuelans and others sleeping on the streets. Now, that's the end of the road. The Darien Gap is the beginning of the road, and Colombia is the beginning of the Darien Gap. To your information, is there any attempt, wish, ambition by Colombia to constrict the flow of refugees who must pass through Colombia to start the Darien Gap? Is Colombia doing anything new?
I can assure you with a very high level of certainty that the gap is expanding. Through Ecuador and through Colombia and through the other routes coming in, for instance, there's daily flights now. They go from Africa to Istanbul to Bogota, Colombia, and then they go either fly to the United States. Many of the people, by the way, they don't even go through the gap. They fly straight to the United States or straight to Mexico. We've got thousands of Africans every day now flying into Nicaragua, which skips the gap. So they, and we've got others that fly to other countries, and but many are flying to straight to Nicaragua, thousands per day now. I got a message 2 days ago from somebody. He says he watches the airplanes land right outside of his window. He's watching them come in consternation. And actually, it's been in the news in the last few days or so about the thousands of Africans going to Nicaragua. So these people are bypassing the Darien Gap. However, the Darien Gap itself is getting wider. For instance, just before the war started with Israel and Gaza, there was two new camps started to be cut down in the jungle in the Darien Gap. Now, we were out there on the ground photographing them from the ground and then took an airplane, chartered an airplane, and went back down there and flew over the camps and photographed them from the sky. These two new camps are roughly five times bigger than the total capacity of the existing camps in the Darien Gap. And sometimes we'll have 5,000 people come through in one day in the gap. So with the existing camps, you can get 5,000 through in a day. And these new camps are a good five times bigger than that, if not probably more like six. Because each of these new camps, they're building them big enough for 15,000 people a day. So that's 30,000 people a day plus what's already there. So they are, and actually the Costa Rica and the Panamanian president were both down the Darien Gap on October 6th, so a day before the war started in Israel, and they both announced, for instance, they're going to increase the number of buses going through from roughly 60 per day to about 200 per day. That not going through the Darien Gap, but the people who come through the Darien Gap, they then get on buses and go up to Costa Rica. Now, in the past, up until about 2 or 3 weeks ago, those buses would stop near the Costa Rican border at another camp, which I've also been up there, and the aliens would stay overnight or so in that camp. But now they're blasting right through the border and going straight up to the Nicaraguan border. So in other words, the flows are much smoother and they're much bigger. And the routes are shorter. For instance, now there's people taking boats straight from Colombia to villages like Querétaro, which is a Kuna Indian village. And from that Kuna Indian village, if the weather's good, you can get to your next stop, which is an Imbara village called Canambrio. You can get there in one day. So you can literally leave, if you follow me with this, if the weather's good and everything lines up right, you can leave from Colombia, get to Querétaro, leave the next day, and one more day you're in Canambrio. So that's 1 day, 2 days. You're almost up in Costa Rica. In 3 or 4 days, you're in Costa Rica.
I want to check on Colombia. Colombia is a friend of the United States, or it traditionally has been. It's also moving closer to China. I mentioned Petro, the president there, is entertaining Chinese entreaties for development. So you're seeing no information that Colombia is moving to constrict the flow of refugees coming through to the Darien Gap, which is something the Panamanian and Costa Rican president requested. You will recall they requested that Petro do something. You see no indication of that.
I need to make it crystal clear. There is no attempt to constrict those borders. There is zero attempt. The United States, the World Economic Forum, and the Chinese Communist Party are opening the flows more and more. So every month I'm watching it open more. There is zero attempt. In the media, it looks like they're trying to constrict it. And they make these media, like Panama just came out with a documentary called Darien is, you know, not a route in Spanish, right? And they're saying it's no una ruta or something like that. And I watched the documentary. It's in Spanish and it's basically showing places that I'm at all the time. And they're making this out to the Panamanian people like they're trying to stop the flow. But I'm down there, and in fact, I'm either there or I have teams there almost constantly, right? And the bottom line is, it is definitely opening up. It's definitely getting wider in Quito, where many people fly to Quito, Ecuador, and then like Chinese are filling up entire hotels down in Ecuador and Colombia, right? I mean, everybody on the log sheets are Chinese, almost everybody, like more than 90%, right?
Slow it down, Michael. They're flying from mainland China via perhaps Japan. We don't know. They're flying to Quito, which is the capital of Ecuador, a narco-terrorism state that just went through an election, electing a young man, no political experience, very limited experience, named Noboa, who's the son of a rich man, to be an answer to the Korea influence. Korea had his own candidate who lost. Korea is a former, he's a caudillo, but he was 10 years president, and sold Ecuador to the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative. The Chinese answered by building dams that are now cracking apart and nearly useless. So what we're talking about is China using its Ecuadorian connections that were established between 2007 and 2017 when Korea was in power, using those connections for a one-way trip from the mainland China to Quito. That doesn't sound like these people who are arriving are escaping China. That sounds like they're following some direction. Doesn't it sound like that to you, Michael?
It does to me, and they've got a lot of money, the Chinese do. Now, I'm not saying they're coming directly from mainland China. Some people come in through they come from different directions, and I don't know where they all come through. I ask them frequently. I get a lot of different answers, you know, planes, trains, and automobiles. But the bottom line is they are landing, and look, I was looking at a log sheet that I have from 2021, April of 2021. You know, I photographed a bunch of log sheets down in Panama, and there was like, you know, one Chinese a day, zero Chinese, three Chinese today, zero again, one again on the next day. Now it's like, you know, then it got up to a dozen a day. Now it's in the many hundreds per day, right? So the flow, and that does not include the people that fly, don't even go to the Darien Gap. They fly straight to Mexico, or many of them fly to Cancun, or they fly to Mexico City. Some go to Tapachula.
In order to fly to Mexico, excuse me, they need a visa to enter. That is not true in Quito. They enter Quito without a visa. That's why Quito, I finally made a connection when we had this election. Korea sold Ecuador for borrowed money, Belt and Road, for 10 years. And since then, he's hiding in Belgium because he's under corruption conviction in Ecuador. He's trying to reassert his authority. The Chinese have an open door in Ecuador. That's what you've discovered, Michael.
They have an open door. It's wide open. It's obvious. I mean, and they go, they take buses from the one. Some people fly to Ecuador and then they fly to Quito, Ecuador, and then some take flights from there to other places. Others take a bus that they go up to Colombia from there. It's a 2-day bus ride. They go to a place. Well, and then some fly out of Colombia. Others go to a place called Nicocli, and they get on boats and they go to a place called Capargana. And I've done this boat ride. And then they from Capargana, they'll either begin trekking through the jungle right there, which is the hard route, or they'll take a boat and they'll go around for it's pretty expensive. I'll get the price on that because it's always changing. Then they'll go to a village called Querétaro, which is a Kuna Indian village. I've been up there, which weirdly they have Wi-Fi now, which is, I mean, this is kind of like almost like Stone Age village in some ways. It's not really Stone Age, but it's Iron Age. And so, but now they have Wi-Fi weirdly in the last week or so at least. And then the aliens will take that 1 or 2 day trip over the continental divide, and they'll go into another Indian reservation, the Kuna Indian reservation. Kuna Yala is on the Caribbean. That's where they land at. Then they walk over the continental divide, over the mountains, and then they come into another Indian reservation called Imbra Unan, Comarca Uno, and they'll come to a village called Canan Membrillo. So if the weather is good, you can do that in 1 day. If it's bad, it'll be a 2-day hike. It's not as difficult and it's not dangerous. It's not anywhere near as dangerous as walking straight from Capargana. So the Chinese have more money. They pay that more expensive route. Then they go to that Canan Membrillo and they get on a Piragua boat, which is the dugout canoes. I've done this quite a few times. I don't know, maybe 15 times there. And then they go. I haven't walked over the continental divide. I've gone up on Piraguas and gone down with the aliens quite a, you know, like it said, maybe 15 times. And they, from there, they get on the bus and they go up to Nicaragua.
That is a Chinese plan for what? To take over what? What are they up to? Undermine is a big word. Are these young men on a mission? Are they meeting relatives? If they're going to Ecuador, they've had somebody's permission to do what?
Well, they're very clear. Like, you know, they're very clear that they're working on the new Silk Road route. And like, again, there was a new book that is out now. I think I sent it to you. I've been reading it now. It's in Spanish and English, and it's even got maps of the routes that they're opening up for trade, which include the Panama Canal, of course, and also making a train and a highway through the Darien Gap. There's no highways there now between South America and Central America, no railway or anything. And, you know, it's been something that people have talked about for, you know, I don't know, 150, 200 years or more, but now they're actually doing it. And so they're actually starting to build it. There's a new bridge that they're putting in down near Yavitsa, which is in Darien province. I was just down there again and saw the new bridge they're building over Rio Chuquicamata, and this will end up connecting Colombia. And a lot of Panamanians are completely unaware of this, that they're opening up, which, you know, the bottom line is these Chinese – one thing is very important. The Chinese Communist Party claims legal jurisdiction over anybody with Chinese DNA. That means people that have been gone out of China for 150 years, and they don't even speak Mandarin. They speak maybe Cantonese or something else, but in any case, they've got Chinese eyes and Chinese genes, and so Chinese Communist Party says you're ours. You fall under our jurisdiction and our domain. And the Chinese Communist Party also claims that the Native Americans who settled North America and Central America and down all the way through South America, they claim those were Chinese who came over the Bering Straits land bridge, and so they own all this land.
I love them for that one, Michael. That's imagination on their part. Pretty soon,
but they're acting on it. They're acting on it.
They're going to find a plaque on the moon that says China was here. I'm sure they're going to discover that we got to the moon first. They'll probably do it to Mars too. Or so. Right now, what we know is that the gap is growing, that Panama's destabilizing, and that the border in along the southern border of the U.S. is open, apparently, to the Venezuelans who want to travel to New York City. That's what we know for certain. Michael Yan, he is in Belize, which is refuge compared to what Panama City's turned into, these large crowds. And we're looking for another report from Michael and his team soon enough about the Darien Gap. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.